No, it's Just Plain Radio.
Yeah.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I can fly. Take me to the pilot, lead me to the tamer.
Take me to the pilot, I'm not a stranger. Brought to you by JustPlainRadio.com.
It's your lucky day.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
You got a plane.
Call Just Plain Radio toll free now at 888-884-2FLY.
And the sky's the limit.
That's 888-884-2359.
Sir, I'd like you to take the helm, please.
I'd be glad to. Greg, your co-pilot, that's me along. Captain Dennis, we are your crew for Just Plain Radio, the show devoted to the aviation lifestyle and learning to fly. Interesting story for you today involving Kelly Ripa's bra. Yes, we're going to talk about that on the show, as bizarre as it may sound. Actually, probably not that much of a stretch for our crew. However, that's a little bit later on. First, we got to talk about the big news that, fairly big news. It's been in the works for some time. It involves aviation fuel and the government stance on, getting rid of avgas and going to unleaded or something. Is that the deal, Dennis, or what?
That's exactly it. The FAA has just basically laid its cards on the table and has come up with its draft transition plan for unleaded gasoline. So after how many decades of teasing and testing and billions of dollars probably spent on this whole thing, we have a deadline finally. So. Okay. I'm intrigued. It's going to be very interesting to see how this is going to work out, because there's still three different players out there.
Right.
And
that's what we've been waiting on. We've been watching the development of these different formulations, which one was going to come to the forefront, and just kind of waiting for them to get their certification and work out all the issues of, can you put this particular formulation in all the old engines and things, and will we have any issues, and will it run properly, and all that kind of stuff. They've been working through that for some time now, but now the government has stepped up and given us a date of what?
Well, they're looking at a transition plan within the next 5 years, and then I believe that they're adding an additional 2 years for Alaska to fully cut over to unleaded, because with Alaska, general aviation is so critical to their transportation that they want to give them a couple extra years of access to 100 low lead to make sure, because it's sounding like it's not going to be 100% drop in replacement fuel. There's three different players out there. You've got GAMI with their UL100. You've got Swift Fuels with their 100 low lead option, which currently is only available in certain Cessnas. They have an STC, but it only allows like on two different airplanes. Mm-hmm. GAMI's got a blankets STC that'll allow you to run their fuel in any piston powered airplane, any spark ignition piston powered airplane, be clear.
Yeah. Okay.
But you have to buy the STC, and they're not doing what they call ASTM approval, which is kind of a standards body. So you've got those two options. And then there's the other player. This Lyondell Basel VP Racing has got a fuel as well that's actually just received the ASTM certification, which means it meets whatever the criteria is spelled out and should be compatible with every airplane out there. So now we've got the three players, and mm-hmm. the FAA's got to decide, which way are we going to go? And it sounds like no matter what the solution is, it's either going to be some airplanes may require paperwork in order to be compliant. Some airplanes may require changes, maybe adjustments to timing to reduce detonation, possibly putting, maybe it's going to be a requirement that you have to have electronic ignition, in order to be compatible with this unleaded fuel.
Right.
We don't know. And that's what they're going to try to figure out through extensive parallel testing. They're going to run all three of the fuels through three engines through the same test regimes and see,
which one comes out on top.
Shakes out. Yep.
Yeah. I mean, is there a chance we're going to get multiple options, you think, or will it have to be one is the winner, so to speak?
It's going to have to be one, because if you look at most FBOs, they generally have just one tank for fuel. So they're not going to have an option of, here we have the Swift 100R. And we have the Lyondell. No, we're not doing that.
Right.
And 100 low lead's going to just simply be unavailable.
Right.
So,
well, which formulation's the oldest? It's been being tested the longest. Who was up?
The one that's been approved the longest was GAMI.
Right.
And they have the blanket STC that was, probably 3 or 4 years ago now.
Mm-hmm.
But distribution's a problem. because it has to be able to go through pipelines, through tanker trucks, has to be compatible with every FBO's equipment. You know, the last thing you want to do is put a fuel out there that maybe is going to degrade rubber seals in a fueling system. And suddenly now FBOs are on the hook for repairing leaks and replacing hoses, or, you know, completely revamping all of the seals and O-rings and stuff in their pumping right. system. That could be expensive. So these are all the challenges that we're running up against.
Yeah. And you know, of course, there's been a bunch of different aviation organizations following the progress of this. Yeah. Yeah. If you're a betting man, what are the odds of who's coming out on top? Do you have any indication from your perspective of what you've seen so far, or no?
You know, I don't care who comes out on top. I just would like to see a decision made so that we can move on. That's really what it comes down to. You know, I have a vested interest. I own an airplane with a piston engine, so I need to make sure that, you know, there's going to be something out there that I can run my plane on.
Of course.
I don't want to have to get stuck with, hey, you know, there's no path forward for you high compression four-cylinder Lycoming guys. You're going to have to replace your engine with something else.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. We're going to get somebody else out there with a replacement engine to put into a, you know, Mooney, who is not currently making airplanes.
Right. That's not going to work.
No. I mean, and Delta Hawk is, you know, a player out there. They're doing some testing, but, you know, that would be a cool option, a nice little turbocharged diesel.
Yeah. But any of the formulations out right now, wouldn't they work in one of your engines?
Theoretically.
Theory? Right.
In theory.
Yeah.
The GAMI one is definitely approved. If I want to go out and buy the STC for it, I could use that.
Yeah. Now, when you say that, obviously I know what you mean, but when you say STC and having to buy it, for those not as familiar with that terminology as I, what does that mean exactly?
It's literally a paperwork exercise.
Right. Okay. And
there's nothing mechanically, physically, chemically required. The engine will burn it. It doesn't care.
Yeah.
But from an FAA regulation standpoint, I have to get this supplemental type certificate that says my airplane is allowed to burn this fuel. Because it's not one of the approved, you know, it's not.
But when you say you have to pay for it, what do you mean? File the paperwork and pay a fee?
You actually have to pay GAMI for that certificate.
Mm, that's how they're getting some of their
recovering some of their investment in all that research. Yep.
Do you have any idea how much that is going for these days?
It's not terribly expensive. It's probably a few hundred dollars. I think they base it on the horsepower of the engine.
Hmm. Okay.
But it's, you know, it's a paperwork exercise. If I have to do it, it's a one-time purchase.
Right. And once you have it, you have it. You're good to go.
Exactly.
All right.
Where if they get it approved in the, you know, ASTM approval and it meets the specs that they call out for aviation fuel, it's a drop-in replacement. The FAA blesses it from high on above, and mm-hmm. we don't have to make any changes, and we can just run it without fear.
Right.
So.
And you don't have to get that STC.
Sir. Exactly.
Okay. So, but that's going to be up to the government or FAA to say, okay, it's good. We'll take responsibility for it, kind of thing.
Exactly.
Now?
Well, okay. They're going to approve something. And like I said, the comparison testing is also part of this whole thing. And they got a 77-page document, which for the feds, that's pretty small.
Yeah.
But, you know, they're going to be looking at engine detonation, material compatibility, lab analysis.
Well, AOPA, they've been running on one of those fuels for 2 years now, right? On one of the planes?
They did. They had a Beechcraft Baron that they set up to run G100 UL from GAMI on one engine and 100 mm-hmm. Lowlat in the other, and they flew it for a year side by side, and then, you know. It
performed quite well.
Yeah, it did. But they wanted to, hey, we're going to at least try this.
Yeah. And they did it. You know, is that the kind of research that the FAA will look at? Will that be submitted, or they have to do their own independent studies, you think?
They're definitely going to be doing their own independent study. They're going to be testing the mixing qualities of the fuel to make sure that, you know, if you're mixing this new unleaded with existing 100 low lead, you know, because, hey, not all the airports are going to suddenly switch over on the same day. It could be, you know, years that we still have a mix of fuels. And so we have to make sure there's compatibility there.
Mm-hmm. Not any issues. You know, if you do mix them, is there a problem? Which I wouldn't think there would be, would it? But I don't want to be the test subject.
Exactly. Test pilots.
We'll let them work that out. But at least we got a plan in place. All right. More coming up on Just Plain Radio.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Do you have a message or product you need to share with the aviation world? Well, look no further than Just Plane Radio. Just like you, thousands of aviation enthusiasts are hearing this message, and we could be talking about you and your product or service as early as next Saturday. Remember, a terrible thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Go to justplaneradio.com, send us an email, and let us get to work to make your marketing message matter.
Whether you're a flight student, an experienced pilot, or simply an aviation enthusiast, there is a place for you as a member of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Join AOPA to get the latest general aviation news, safety resources, and technical support you need to sharpen your skills and become a central part of the nation's vibrant general aviation community. Learn more about becoming a member at AOPA.org. That's AOPA.org.
Are you ready to attend a fly-in like no other? One you will never forget? Well, then join your fellow aviation enthusiasts April 23rd through the 26th for the Beach Bash in the Bluegrass in Madisonville, Kentucky. Fly, drive, get a hotel nearby, or camp out under the wing at Madisonville Airport with the expectation of having a great time. Mix and mingle with your fellow Beechcraft and Bonanza owners. But know everyone's welcome to what has evolved into one of the fastest growing fly-in celebrations in the USA. Talks and seminars from some of the biggest names in general aviation will be on site sharing their knowledge. Plus tons of food options, bourbon tastings, live music, fireworks, and more. Go to beachbash.com for all the details and everything you need to fly, drive, or RV into Madisonville, Kentucky Airport, April 23rd to the 26th. That's beachbash.com, BEECH bash.com for the Beach Bash in the Bluegrass 2026.